Welcome to the High School Spotlight featuring Rock Ridge High School. Today's Spotlight is brought to you by Zimmerman Honda and John Wall with Country Financial Insurance in Aledo. October is a great time to buy a Honda. The 2023 Ridgeline is available at Zimmerman Honda for 0.9% for 36-month financing. How about 2023 CRVs, HRVs, Civics, Accords, Pilots, and Odysseys, all available at 3.9% financing for 48 months? Come see the sales staff at Zimmerman Honda for full information. Or maybe you're looking for a certified pre-owned vehicle. Zimmerman Honda is the spot for you with financing at 2.9%. Stop in at Zimmerman Honda and Moline to see all they have to offer and take a test drive. Zimmerman Honda.
This is Nikki Lair. Have you ever had an accident with someone who didn't have car insurance? If so, you know how important it is to understand your auto coverage. If you're not sure your car insurance would protect you in this situation, you need to contact me, Country Financial Rep John Waugh's office. I can help you understand your policy so you get the protection that works for you. Call me, Nikki Lair, at 309-582-3455 to chat about your auto insurance needs today.
Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. Man, what a great football game last Friday night between Rock Ridge and Morrison up in Whiteside County. The Rockets rally and win the game by a final of 14-7. And on the final drive of the night, Reed Mueller makes a huge catch at midfield to set up the Rockets. They would eventually score with, I think, 8 seconds remaining. Before we talk about that big play, Reed Mueller, just tell us about getting an opportunity to play in a great game like that. How fun was that last Friday night?
Oh, it was a blast. I mean, going out there with all your friends is just a good memories to have, and especially playing a great football team like that and coming down to the wire. It was probably one of the best games I've ever played.
All right, so set it up for us. Rockets take over at their own 10-yard line with 1:48 left to play. No timeouts. Need a big play on first down to kind of get rolling. So take us through the process of that big play and that big catch by Reed Mueller on Friday night.
Well, we run this route, and most of the time, like, Wheatley's probably going to get the ball. But Wheatley was pretty well guarded, and I mean, it's a great read by our young quarterback to find me downfield, and luckily I made the catch, and it was a big play.
I thought one of the greatest compliments a kid could receive was on our postgame show with Coach Graves. He said, you know, people have asked him, how do you play a kid with a cast at wide receiver? And he said, it's simple, because that kid has great hands. So what, you know, just tell us about, you know, adjusting to that this year where you play with that soft cast. It appears it doesn't really bother you at all.
Well, yeah. I mean, when I first got on, it was hard to catch a ball. But, I mean, I knew it was my senior year, and I really wanted to play receiver. So I just practiced with it at home, at practice, and it started getting easy. And now it's just kind of just normal.
And the other thing that's impressive here about Reed Mueller, and I wanted to recognize, you know, special teams play of the Rockets, because now I'm not going to say perfect because there was a block PAT last Friday night in that Morrison game. However, you know, long snapper, I think that's Vaughn Frere, to Reed Mueller, the holder, again, who plays with a cast, and then the kicker is Austin Vandegeest. Tell us about that rhythm and kind of that unit on PATs. It looks like a pretty good group that's in sync.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Vaughn Frere, he'll get it back there. I mean, sometimes it's slow, but he usually gets it there. And, I mean, I just got to put it down, make sure the laces are out for Austin. And Austin's a great kicker. He has a great leg. So I can trust him from about anywhere. So I just got to get it on the tee.
Yeah, so, and that's not an issue, having the cast to do that? Because I think when I look at that, I'm like, man, that looks challenging, you know, when you don't have a cast, and then you say, hey, I have a cast, and you just explained all the different things you have to do to make sure Vandegeest is in a good spot to kick that ball.
I mean, yeah, it just takes concentration, I would say. I mean, I always say that's one of my best things is concentration and making sure you have the ball before you do anything. So that's what I work on the best, I would say, work on the hardest.
All right, so you got to tell us about then the defensive side of the ball. So you play special teams, you play offense, you play defense. And Rock Ridge defense has been stout this year, and I thought really so impressive last Friday night in stopping a tremendous running attack in Morrison coming in. They racked up a bunch of yards heading into that, you know, week seven game. Can you kind of just speak to the kind of the keys to Friday night in terms of the success of Rock Ridge defense? What really happened for the Rockets on that side of the ball Friday night, you think?
Well, first of all, everyone bought in. You know, no one really gave up. Every single play, everyone swarmed to the ball. I mean, our main thing is on our defense, you have to read your keys. If you don't read your keys, our defense doesn't work. And that's what a lot of young guys came in, like Owen Steele, he came in. He played pretty good defense as a young player. And Ryan Lower, which is just a crazy linebacker. He's just one of the best athletes on our team. You have Von Frere on the offensive line. He's probably the best athlete on our team as a lineman. There's just so many great players on that defense. Landon Bull on the outside. You have Dye and Wheatley at corner. I mean, they're all good. It's just how we play football. It's just awesome to watch, honestly.
And Reed Mueller's pretty good, too. Well, that was quite the game on Friday night. And, again, Reed Mueller with the big catch to help set up that winning drive as the Rockets knock off Morrison 14-7. Reed, nice going. Good luck rest of the season.
Thank you.
And you're listening to WMJ. I'm Jim Taylor.